Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and as usual, me talking first on the show here means that it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how you doing over there?
Oh, you know, this is my favorite type of show, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Let's clear up my challenge from last week, and then we'll see what you got for us. I said start with the name Mr. Burns. Drop one letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell the nickname of a baseball team and a hockey team. What are the teams?
Mike, if you drop one of the R's, you can spell Mets and Bruins.
That is all indeed correct. All right, Ian, what you got?
Well, Mike, on this date in 1828, just about 200 miles south of Moscow, the fourth of five children of Count Nikolai Ilyich Tolstoy was born. Leo Tolstoy would gain a reputation over his 82-year life as one of the giants of all literature, whose novels are still read and taught today. But be honest, have you ever really read the 1,225-page War and Peace?
I haven't even read the entire title.
As Twain himself may or may not have said, a classic is a book that people praise but don't read. And according to a 2013 British study, 62% of respondents said they've lied about having read classics to seem more intelligent. Now I'm going to ask you about some of the books on that list.
All right, let's go.
Another lengthy Russian novel on the list is by Dostoevsky. The story focuses on a poor ex-student who plots to murder a miserly pawnbroker for her money. What is the name of this book?
That would be Crime and Punishment.
Well done, Mike.
Thank you.
An American novel on the list of books people pretended to have read but haven't was published in 1960 and remained its author's only book for 55 years, until a sequel of sorts was released amid controversy this year. In the sequel, a native of the South returns home from New York City. What is the name of the first book?
The first book is Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird.
And do you know the sequel of sorts?
It's called Go Set a Watchman.
The only novel by this great on the study's list of top 10 books people have lied about reading includes characters named Miss Skiffins, Mr. Wopsle, Herbert Pocket, and Mr. Pumblechook. What is the name of the writer? And as a bonus point, can you name the book?
Those sound like the Charles Dickensiest names ever. So it's got to be Charles Dickens.
Congrats.
The book, Oliver Twist?
Nope, not Oliver Twist, but Great Expectations.
Oh, it's Great Expectations, of course.
Speaking of Dickens, David Copperfield is mentioned in the opening sentence of which 1951 classic, about whose reclusive author Philip Roth wrote, he has not turned his back on the times, but instead has managed to put his finger on whatever struggle of significance is going on today between self and culture.
So reclusive author leads me to J.D. Salinger.
Good job.
Are we talking about The Catcher in the Rye?
We are. And finally, a 1940 film adaptation of the Jane Austen novel Pride and Prejudice, starring Greer Garson and Laurence Olivier, itself had a screenplay by Aldous Huxley, the author of a novel now also considered a classic. That novel, published 8 years earlier, takes its title from a Shakespeare line. What is the book?
It is Brave New World.
Right, from a quote spoken by Miranda in The Tempest. Well, I'm not going to put Mike on the spot and tell him to say if he's read any of these books, but he faked it well enough. He went 5 for 5 this week. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
And when you get through War and Peace, you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions from Ian or to take a look at some extra credit questions that we hope you will actually read and not just say you did. But first, this challenge. Ian?
Start with the name of the Albert Camus novel, The Stranger. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a two-word action a landlord does. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we will be back at the same time next week.
We'll see you then.